This is Jessica Simpson, and I have a little cheer. Chinese, Japanese, dirty knees. Foul monkeys. I mean, dirty monkeys. Dirty knees.
This is Gina. This is Ricky. This is Gina. This is Ricky. This is Gina. This is Ricky. I'm sweating for Jesus. How about you?
How about you? How about you?
That's good, because then people can make fun of us.
True.
I seriously feel like I'm tripping on acid right now.
That would be nice.
I've never done that, so I don't know what that feels like.
It's trippy.
Trippy?
Yeah. Just slightly.
Okay, so I guess we'll just try to record it and see what it sounds like.
Yeah, and we'll go see what the fuck. I mean, hell... We've had work shows, so...
Right. So, okay, I guess I'll do the I'll introduce everyone, and then we'll go from there. You're listening to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is Gina. How are you?
And this is James, and I hate people.
This is a new hating club.
Right. This is the Hated It podcast, or the Hated It episode.
Yeah. Hated It!
We hate all of you.
That's right. You people suck.
We don't hate our listeners.
Fuck y'all.
Okay.
I hate all of you. The only reason I'm here is because I ran out of beer.
Oh my god. We're going to lose listeners.
Did you tell him that we were serving beer?
Oh, we're serving beer
now. We're not going to lose listeners. We're just going to keep the good ones.
That's true. So,
yeah, we want all of Polk County listening.
Right.
So if you guys want to donate beer, feel free.
That's right. Because, yeah, they do have those new cooler thing now, boxes that you can buy that's like buying beer in a cooler at the same time.
That's just being really fucking lazy. It's called ice.
Right.
And a fridge.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell everyone that James is, he is a previous guest, and he's from Fort Lauderdale, and he's one of my friends that I hang out with often. There may be some listeners that don't know who you are, James. So, if you want to see James, you can go to the website, and there's a picture of him there.
Yes.
But he's evil and dark and the devil, and that's why we have him on the show.
Yeah.
I know where all your listeners live.
That's right, we have all your addresses.
I'm going to break into your house and piss on your puppy.
What if they don't have a puppy?
Then he's going to molest our cat.
Then I'll piss on their grandmother, I don't care.
Cool. Oh my gosh, we're going to be...
Where's my Jaeger? God damn it.
I'll show you where your Jaeger is.
Where the fuck is it?
It's down my
pants. I'm out of beer.
Ugh. So, today I was sexually harassed at work.
Awesome.
Cool. By a girl.
Fish.
What happened was, I had, you know, I have like a big collection of cologne, right? So, I decided to put on just regular Curve today, and I'm walking down the hallway, and this girl goes, "Hey, you," and I'm like, "Yeah," she's like, "Oh my god, you smell so good," I'm like, "Oh, well, thank you, it's Curve," and she goes, "Yeah, I know, and every time I smell it, I just want to jump up on the guy and fuck the hell out of him," and I was like, okay, I felt a little uncomfortable. And then she goes, "And you know what's worse?" And I was like, "What?" She goes, "When I'm drunk, I do it doggy style."
Yeah.
Oh.
I was so confused. I didn't know whether to be flattered or offended.
That's when you smack the bitch in the back of the head and run away.
What does she look like?
Oh, she's a hot girl. I mean, she's got a tattoo on the back of her neck. She's one of those girls that get drunk and just wild, you know?
But she has a tattoo on the back of her neck. I mean, if she likes the doggy style, that must mean that she has a tattoo on the back of her neck that says, "You figure it out."
Jesus. Or on the back of her neck, it says, "I do it doggy style" in Chinese. It's like Japanese or something.
Or second interest on the other side.
I'm sorry, I've had Japanese and Chinese, and they have no dick.
Oh. That's not always the case, is it?
Yes, it is.
Always?
You're talking to someone who came from San Francisco.
Oh, there's a lot of Asian people there, huh?
There's a lot of.
Well, I'll tell you this. The only Chinese guy, the first Chinese guy I ever had when I was in San Francisco, I went to Blow Buddies, and this kid was fucking hot as hell, and it was probably one of the best stand-up dark room sex scenes that I've ever done. But then, when I get him into my bedroom, it was like sleeping with a corpse from CSI. He would not move, he would not moan, nothing.
Damn.
Did they at least get an erection?
He better at least do something.
So he was just, like, laying there?
No shit. He was just laying there, eyes closed, barely... And then when he shot his load, it was like... That's it.
What?
He must have been nervous. I really don't do Asians.
I've been with one Asian, and... I don't prefer Asians, I guess I should say. You know what I prefer. Hot, Latino, sexy men.
Well, you know what, it's also a thing that, I own Japanese chub porn, and that I've gotten it from online and shit, and every single one of their porn films they're like super quiet. They're very gentle with each other, and they're just quiet. So I guess that's just the way they do it over there. I don't know, man. I'm not racist or anything, but after a while of having sex with Asian people, I just kind of put two and two together.
What was it, six?
Huh?
What was it, six?
What was it, 6 inches? What?
No, 2 plus 2. George Bush thought it was 22.
2 plus 2 equals whore.
Not according to George Bush. He thinks it's 22.
You don't know this yet, James, but we had George Bush on our last show. It'll be coming out Wednesday night.
I'm sorry.
I know, it's like, he sucked.
He was pretty funny.
Yeah, but he still sucked.
Yeah, well,
he's an asshole.
George Bush, what he expected.
The only problem I see with George Bush is that he's still alive.
Ooh. I can't comment on that, because I don't want to go to jail.
I can't even begin to tell you. When I was in San Francisco, and I was on Castro, and they had this huge block party and a big screen TVs the day they were going to do the election shit. Everyone in town was just like rooting for that other guy, whatever the fuck his name is. And when he got elected, you should have just seen how morbidly dead the town became. They were so pissed.
I cried.
And I couldn't actually vote him for a second term. What the fuck were people thinking?
Ugh, I don't know. It's like, ugh.
Speaking of what the hell were people
retarded
thinking.
Retarded Americans.
Me and James, or James and I went to Fort Lauderdale this past weekend, and they had their Stonewall Festival, right? So we were watching the parade, and... lo and behold, a sign comes up that says the Republican, or Log Cabin Republicans. And we're like, what the fuck are they doing in this parade? And then they come up with the in a big fire truck and had to sign something about gay marriage.
Oh, no, I can tell you exactly what it was.
Okay.
It was no gay marriages equals no gay divorces.
Right.
But the beautiful part was that they were being booed at.
Can you believe that, Gina?
It doesn't surprise me.
Gina, no fucking joke. I mean, I can't believe these people are even allowed in the fucking parade. I mean, at this point, after everything that we've gone through for the past few, you know, fucking years, with the Republicans taking over everything, you know, actually even accepting these people into the gay community is like just like a stab in the back altogether.
Well, also, we're supposed to be a community that tries to accept everyone. We're trying to be a good example, I guess I should say. And even though they don't see our political view, they still are gay. I mean, I don't agree with anything that they agree with. But I don't want... And it doesn't
make sense. What type of parade was it?
It was a gay parade.
Then why in the hell are they putting a political... Why didn't they just say that, you know, they just put themselves in the parade as being gay? Why do they have to bring out the Republican shit?
Because Florida is pretty much a Republican state.
Well, no, you know, fucking idiots.
So, James, saying if we shouldn't allow the log cabin Republicans in, what about the church that was marching, the gay church? Do you think we should not accept them either?
No, well, what you I'm see, saying
that's
is...
That's kind of different with me, but go ahead, Gina.
I'm saying is merch, but don't put any that says, okay, we're you know, the gay Republicans or we're the Christian church, just march as gay people.
Yeah, I mean, but then you can't let the gay leather Latino hot daddies that are sweating down the street come down the street.
But there's a difference. And let me go ahead and explain this to you. Okay, first off, to be able to say that we as the gay community should allow anyone that has the word gay in any of their titles to be able to march in a parade is absolute bullshit. And you're using an example that, well, you know, because they're gay, they should be allowed to go in because we're an accepting community. Look, the fucking gay community in general do not even accept big guys and bears in general. We're not allowed to be like in a cover of specific magazines because we don't have the most beautiful bodies. So we are the most segregating group out there. We segregate within ourselves. And just because they throw money. Yeah, so you go in there and they throw in money and then accept a group like this. As far as I'm concerned, if you don't do anything positive within the gay community, but in fact you go out there and actually promote things out there that will damage the gay community, then you shouldn't be allowed in.
Right. I see your point. I guess...
And as far as church goes, just give me a fucking break. Do I even need to go there?
Right. I guess I'm being more idealistic than realistic because...
Well, you know, let them march. Just don't put, you know, a big banner saying we're Republicans. We're gay.
I really can't say anything because what, James, 4 weeks ago, I went on a date with a person that was... a conservative, Republican, Christian, gay guy.
Man, the call that I got from you right after you were done.
And I was just... I was almost in tears. Like, I couldn't believe it. But then, like, after about a week or so, I mean, I kind of... I didn't forget about it, but I kind of, like, calmed down from it. And... I mean... I want to, like, accept him because he's gay, but yet I can't accept someone that, like, I just want to pull the gay part out of him and only accept that part. And I know it's weird,
ridiculous,
but, I mean, that's just how I feel about it. I mean, I don't know.
You know, and you've had guys in your live journal who come out and say, well, I'm a gay Republican and I'm totally together. That is, come on, give me a fucking break. You're not all together. You don't only support one, but two groups that basically are telling you that you're not what you're supposed to be and not supposed to love who you want to love. So why are you part of those groups?
That's true.
And then, oh, then there was the other idiot who said that he's a Republican, but he's Democrat. If I'm fucking up, it's because my Skype's all messed up. But he's saying that he's a Democrat now just because he hates the current administration. How fucking convenient for him.
Right. That,
you know, unfortunately, as a gay man, you can't do that.
That's not fair. that's kind of stupid.
Didn't you read that on your live journal?
On mine?
Yeah, it was on your live journal.
Oh, I don't... Who was that?
I don't know. I try to keep people away from that in my life.
Okay, well, I'll have to go back and look. But anyway, we did go to the Gay Pride Festival down in Fort Lauderdale and saw all kinds of hot, sexy men. And we did some recording for a video. And I took some pictures, which I got them back, and I'll send them to you, James.
Oh, Ren, it's Devo.
The one of you on your car.
Oh, God.
It came out really good, actually.
But, oh, the rust bucket from my head.
It's really cute, though. He just bought an antique car. What is it called? A Falcon?
Well, it's a 1965 Ford Falcon that I'm going to be working on.
Cool.
I know I'm going to end up dishing like $15,000 on a fuck car.
Yeah, my mom used to have one of those. It was like powder blue.
Oh, this one was terrible. I mean, the guy who used to own it was a surfer, and he painted this surf wave beach motif along the side of the car. Yeah, I mean, oh. I don't even want to. Oh.
It wouldn't be so bad, I don't think, if it was a better paint job. I mean, a better, you know, like a better picture. It just wasn't really
done right.
Done well.
Well, I went today to go get quotes on, you know, doing the body work and everything like that. And I got a quote of $6,000. Cool. And the car is going to be in the shop for a month.
Wow. Damn. That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of fucking money.
Oh, well.
Are you going to sell it after you restore it?
What?
Are you going to sell it after you restore it?
Yeah, I mean, I plan on doing that. I mean, I go through cars like crazy. So, I mean, at one point, my hubby and I actually owned Miami. We owned 8 cars, both of us.
Hey, hold on. Hey, James.
Yes?
We're going to pause this for a second because you're not coming through really well.
I get that from a lot of people.
Okay, wait a minute. It sounded a little bit better now, so... what else was
okay, well, I need to give a shout-out. Jesus Christ. This is an invitation to all the listeners, but especially for Mr. Canuck Cub. Myself and Miss Kathy, who has been on the show, have just started another podcast called Gay Dessert. That's www.gaydessert.com. Check it out. Okay.
Cool.
And I want to give a shout out to Satan.
Yeah. Give it up for
you,
Satan.
You rock, man.
Love you, Satan.
Satan's cool. Tell your kids about it.
But if you
He's
tell
the
them about
other Jesus,
if you tell them about Satan, you have to tell them about Jesus.
The yeah.
Why?
Satan.
Because the other Jesus. If there's a good, there's a bad.
Ugh.
Yep, always good and bad.
So, oh, guess what, guys?
What?
Guess what I did today that I never ever do hardly.
Give yourself a blowjob?
Yeah, in the storage room?
No, I wore underwear today, and I picked the underwear out of my crotch all day long.
Yeah, you know what we ought to do? This is awesome. You should sign those, and we'll just put them on eBay so that our listeners can bid for them.
I did something really cool today.
What'd you do?
I put peanut butter over my testicles. I went to the neighbor's dog, and I had him lick it off.
Did you shave first?
Absolutely not.
Because you know how those hairs are.
Ooh, I hate when they get caught between your teeth.
I know.
Or on the thing that hangs on the back of your throat. I hate when it gets stuck there.
What the hell's the matter with
it? I hate that.
You're not supposed to gargle the cum.
Or even worse is whenever it gets stuck in the very back of your throat and you keep going.
And no matter what, even if you drink water, it's still there.
Exactly. You can swallow. Nothing.
This is great. We went from, like, gay pride to politics to religion to gagging on pubic hair.
Yeah, only on foul monkeys.
That's hot.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Have you guys heard Paris Hilton's new song? It's called Stars Go Blind or something like that.
Oh, yeah, I totally downloaded it. I put it in my iPod, and I crank it in my fucking Camaro.
No way, Beatrice. Deal? Oh.
I want a copy. Where did you download it at? Because I don't want to buy this shit.
Ricky, is this a shit you download?
No, I did download it to hear it. It's not on my iPod, though. But it's like it sounds like it was, the beat was taken from another song, and I don't know what it is yet.
Paris, she's the New Yoko.
Hold on, let me see if I can bring up the lyrics for it, because they're pretty funny.
Oh God. Is she singing?
Yeah, it's her.
Where do you download that? And I hope for free.
Well, I don't want to promote free downloading music, so I can't tell you where right now.
Okay. Type it to me.
God knows you're not going to...
I mean, God, it's Paris. You know, she's always free. I mean, look at the porno she did.
If anything, that bitch will have to pay me to listen to her.
Oh, she got some money for that porno. I'm sorry.
Just the only question is, did the people who watch it get their money's worth?
The first stanza of the song is, I don't mind spending some time just hanging here with you, because I don't find too many guys that treat me like you do. Those other guys all want to take me for a ride, but when I walk, their talk is suicide. Some people never get beyond their stupid pride, but you can see the real me inside, and I'm satisfied. Oh, no.
But you can. Oh. See, right inside her. Open up and say,
I'm going to puke in my cocktail.
Give her a cocktail.
Let me see if I can find it on here for you guys so you can hear it.
I think I'd rather listen to Cockroach Fuck.
Oh, it's not on here. Oh, well. I deleted it after I heard listen to it.
So, do they like record company?
Yeah, like she's coming out with the whole record.
What?
Yeah.
And she thinks God people want to hear it?
Well, you know, it was on the radio station here, it was like number 7. So it's gaining popularity.
Oh my God.
I am so glad I'm a fag.
Oh, well,
it's probably a lot of gay people voting for the song.
Probably.
Oh.
I'm sorry, but I know that Paris Hilton is really stupid and she does stupid shit. But I think she's, like, fabulous. I think she does the funniest stuff. I mean, she's just so retarded, she's fabulous.
Well, yeah, she is funny, like, on, you know, a couple of those episodes, but...
Well, so is Jessica Simpson, really but I'm not buying her shit.
Oh, well, Jessica Simpson, I don't know, she's a different kind of stupid.
Oh, Jessica Simpson?
She's a Christian Disney bit.
She's like retarded stupid. I mean, so, I still can't believe that they gave her Daisy.
Death is not an option.
Oh, God.
Death is not an option. Paris Hilton or... Let's see. Paris Hilton or Jessica Simpson. Who would you rather fuck?
Excuse me?
Can we use a paper bag?
No.
Fuck. I think I'd rather stick my dick in a pregnant water bottle.
Not, no. Nothing is allowed, not even death. You have to pick between the two.
Can we cut it off?
No.
God damn.
Oh, fuck the regent.
No, you can't do that either.
Okay, so what were my options again?
Paris Hilton or Jessica Simpson.
Ugh.
Is it that much of a chore?
Yeah.
Well, at least, Jessica Simpson, because of who she is, at least I know I won't get shit from her. You know, Paris, I know that I'll get some sort of weird fucking venereal disease.
I'm going to say Paris. Even though she's kind of stupid, I just cannot stand Jessica Simpson.
I would have to go with, I think I would go with Paris Hilton, too. Because she's richer.
True. You get to stay at her hotel.
For free. Hello.
I know. I know Paris. Hook me up.
I just want Jessica Simpson in my bed just to be able to confuse her.
See if her boots were actually made for walking.
She's like, oh my god, I'm not a lesbian. I do not want to suck your boobies.
God.
Oh my god, you lesbians are hairy.
I love hairy nipples.
Oh my god, your clit's as big as China's.
Hey, James.
Yes?
Shears.
Cheers.
Cheers.
My ice is melted.
I sent James a video of this, or on YouTube, of a video of a song called Shoes. I'm going to have to send it to you, because it's, at first it's really annoying, but when you watch it the second time, it's just like a great song.
That fucking video deserves a Nobel Peace Prize. It is the most stupid fucking thing I've ever seen, and I love it.
Oh, have you ever seen, do you ever go to E-Bomb's World? There's a woman there, Miracle Jackson or something like that. She's this black chick that's dancing to the song that's like forever long, and she's got the same expression on her face throughout the whole song. And she
the only
like
one in E-Bomb in World that I've seen that I really enjoyed was the one of chicks singing in the webcam and then getting nailed in the back of the head by a coworker.
Listen. Can you hear it?
Yeah. I'm totally jamming right now.
Cheers. 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 Oh my god, cheers. Let's get some shiz. Let's get some shiz. Let's get some shiz. Let's get some shiz. Shiz. Shiz.
Anyway, I'll send you the link, China, and you'll have to take a look at it.
Okay.
It's funny as hell.
Okay, that sounds cool.
I love it.
Shiz.
Well, they're saying
shiz. I mean, before, I used to wake up every morning listening to, this guy, Brosma Numa Numa. And now I just watch this every morning.
Now, are they saying shoes as shoes on your feet?
Right.
Okay. I thought so.
It's
why don't we just, like, talk like about her all day?
Oh, my God. Shoes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Just Strangle me with a laser.
Oh my god, Becky, I totally think we should do a whole podcast talking like this.
Okay. I think we all should too.
And James, you could totally be like a ghetto bitch.
What do you mean like a ghetto bitch? Fuck like, you, cracker.
Like that shit, excuse me?
Where did this whore just blow in from?
Yeah, come and be a model in my fucking movies. Yeah, I guarantee we'll be talking like this all the time. You'll get so hard, you wouldn't believe it.
Oh my god.
Okay, like, stick your penis in there and pretend like you're interesting.
Oh my god, I think I'm going to come. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god.
It's sticky.
I just twitched my nipples.
Are you wet, Gina?
Ow.
Oh, we're being so stupid. I swear, this is like... How do we go from being so serious to being so fucking stupid?
It started by my third cocktail.
We'll do to you.
Oh, gosh. I think
where are we at?
It's... Oh, we just hit 31 minutes.
Wow.
Of just total mindless bullshit.
Right. But, yeah, Gina's all about the 30 minutes. Like, once
about
I,
the 30 minutes?
Once
you mean
I tell
at least
her,
30 minutes, yeah.
Once I tell her it's 30 minutes, she's like, oh, well, I guess it's time to go, huh?
No. I don't always say that. I'll say at least 30 minutes.
No, on the podcast, when I say, oh, we're about to hit 30 minutes, and you're like, oh, well, I guess it's time to end the show.
Well, that's what I'm saying, but it's not always... Me the same one to say that it's time to go. Like,
that's true.
I don't care. I don't care. Although you
I think
know
Bob Monkeys needs like an in-house bartender.
Oh, that would be
yeah,
great.
Yeah, exactly. That one podcast I told you about, that Gay Pimpin, Tony McGowan, that's like over an hour long.
Yeah.
Way too long.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Way too long.
That's why the last one that we did that was an hour long, I broke it up into two podcasts.
That was way too long.
Like, if the PNS Explosion did an hour long show, and sometimes they do, I can take it because they're really funny. But I don't even think I'd want to listen to us for a whole hour.
Oh, no. No.
Except
I say we do the whole show like we have ADD.
ADD.
We're like shock therapy. You can only take a little bit at a time. Yeah.
What were we talking about?
We were...
ADD.
Actually, I have a condition. It's called old as hell. And I'm starting to forget what I talk about sometimes. But, Oh, I know something else I wanted to talk about. I was talking to our listener, Kyle, online, and I was just thinking about it, that it's weird how now that we're doing this podcast, or, well, just me, this is how I feel, that people are getting to know us, like, more than I would tell the average person around me.
Mm-hmm.
So he was talking about, he said, well, when I talk to you online, it's like I know you in person because I listen to your show and I chat with you online. It's like you're my friend next door. And I was just thinking, that's really weird because I don't think about the recording that way, as in they know me and they can, like, you know, like they know stuff about me, because I forget what I talk about, really.
Right, exactly.
So,
stalker.
I know, right? Hey, Kyle, you want to stalk me? Call me. But, anyway, it's just weird. Like, it's I don't know. It's weird. Do you feel that way? Do you guys feel something like that?
See, I haven't really talked to anybody that listens to the show. I mean, other than, like, I think maybe one person.
Well, James, you probably have felt even more than that because of the videos and everything.
Well, it's not so much to the videos. It's just that I've been around the bear community for so long. So whenever I go to a bear event, I run into so many people that know me. And you've seen how I am here in Fort Lauderdale. You know, I know, like, fucking everyone down here at one point or another. So for me, it's just more like they know me for a long time. Grew up into the bear community from when I was in my teens. So it's just...
Oh.
Podcast, you know, it's just a new way of people to get to know what I'm all about and not be so afraid to approach me.
Right. Well, I think just doing the podcast has made me a little less shy towards people, but I think only because, I guess only because I'm not facing the people. Because I think how I am on the podcast is totally different how I am in front of people.
Yeah.
James, you've seen how shy I am in front of people. I mean, when I first meet people, I don't talk to them that much. But then you get a few beers in me, I'm like, hey, what's up?
Yeah, well, you see me sober. I mean, I'm pretty much, the way I'm acting right now is pretty much the same way I act in fucking person.
I mean, I've been in situations where people have asked, like, the people I know that were there with me, you know, well, does that person talk? It's like, yeah, I talk once I get to know you. I'm the same way on the show. It's like, you know, you have to talk, so it's like...
Right. But yeah. I wonder if I'm giving people, like, a false impression of myself if they start listening to the show.
I wouldn't think so.
Well, you...
I mean, it's not like you're snubbing them whenever they try to talk to you.
Right, I'm just shy. I really don't say a lot at the beginning.
Well, now they know.
But once they start rubbing their cock on me, I'm okay.
Oh, yeah. And then, you know, lubing your ass up, then it's perfect.
Oh, my God. I don't know.
And at that time, her mouth is full, so she can't say a fucking thing.
Ooh. Dis. Burn. Ouch. Zing.
Give it to me like I like it.
Oh, wait. Hold on.
Okay.
I just noticed something.
What?
My glass is empty.
Oh. That's sad.
No, it's okay. I got the bottle of rum right there on my desk.
Oh, okay. You should say your glass is not full. It's more positive.
Below me.
How about,
what part of I hate people don't you understand?
James and I had like a philosophical talk on Saturday night, Sunday morning, and I was laying on the asphalt of the ground.
Yeah, I loved it when the cop drove by and he's like seeing you laying there on the floor of my fucking parking lot. And right. I'm just sitting there on top of this rusted ass fucking Falcon. And he's like, I guess it must be gay. And they just kept driving off.
Well,
I'm half a block from all the fucking bars.
Right, it's a good thing he didn't drive by the parking lot at the bars.
Oh, let's not go there.
You're not trying to say they're whores,
fucking skanky hoe.
Whatever.
While you were out sucking dick in some guy's car... You
oh
left
my
me
god! Oh my god!
For 45 fucking minutes.
Oh no, it wasn't that
long. Oh, I'll be right back, James. Don't worry about it. No, you fucking disappear for 45 fucking minutes.
Ooh, the whore.
I am innocent until proven guilty.
I could scrape the DNA off your fucking goatee.
Oh. Okay, just to let everyone know, it was not a complete stranger. It wasn't someone that I had just met. I've already know this person.
Did you?
I want to suck someone's dick in a car. I'm gonna make sure it's a Hummer, so that way I have room to stretch.
I have a good Hummer. Just ask Arnold.
He means the
Palmer car. Noun, not adjective.
I can or noun, or whatever the fuck it is. It or, you know,
it's a verb.
The liquor's kicking in.
It's a verb. It's action.
Mr. School Teacher.
Yeah, I think it's a verb. Like running. But,
I don't care. Whatever it is.
Whatever.
Let's go burn a church.
No, we can't burn churches. That's not nice.
That's well, not who's going to punish me? God?
Well, you can get in big trouble for that. And you don't want to say that, because what if a church burns in your area?
They're going to come. There's a celebration.
Ooh.
Be Stonewall 2.
That's I don't know what to say.
If to all Foul Monkey listeners, if you burn a church down, please send the ashes
to
not to my house. I'm already in the Secret Service files. I don't need to be anymore in there.
Yeah, really.
So, okay, is there anything else anyone wants to talk about?
I wish
let's see, what would be an interesting topic?
Jane, do you want to discuss what you told me earlier today, or that's not a good idea right now?
Not just quite yet.
Okay.
But I do want to give a shout out to a couple of people.
Okay.
I already give a shout out to Satan. Once again, you are.
First and foremost.
He always has the best liquor. I do want to give a shout out to Steva over at American Bear. A Bear's Life. Ooh, Trump is kicking in. A Bear's Life magazine. The guy was great. We ran into him over at Stonewall, and you know, I was there with the camera, and he was a total sport. You know, took my abuse and everything.
Oh, those pictures came out good too.
Total shout out.
Those pictures came out good too.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. I mean, he's a great guy. He really is.
He seems really nice.
You know, he was a sport. You know, he took my abuse.
Right.
You know, one thing is hearing me in this podcast, but when you put me in front, you know, behind a camera and you have me start interviewing people, you know, it's not pretty.
No, so. It's not.
But he's great. And the magazine is awesome. So, you know, I told him I was a subscriber and... You know, he's just, it's a great magazine, and it was about fucking time someone put out a magazine like that. And, you know, love it to death, so, shout out.
Anyone else?
And, let's see, to Ricky.
Aww.
For celebrating your first pride the right way, you know, carrying the flag, the mile-long flag.
Yes, that was my first Pride event I'd ever been to. And I was in the parade.
So what did you think about me bringing up the crowd?
Oh, that was great. Everybody was like, "Whoa!"
Man, I was obnoxious.
And you had your camera on, so I think they saw that too, and that's why they even got more wild.
Oh, yeah, I'm like, they're all standing there, all quiet and shit, and I'm like, wake up, you motherfuckers, wake up!
Gina, you have anyone you want to give a shout-out to?
Just to listeners, thank you guys for listening to our fucking asses. And don't forget to try out the new show, Gay Dessert. It's gaydessert.com, and we're also on iTunes. Send us an email. foulmonkeys@gmail.com hint hint hello or call our asses up bitches 206-666-2252.
Oh, and that does remind me that I do have some people did call into the hotlines, and I will be playing that at the end of the show.
Yes,
but I also,
thank you guys.
I also want to bitch right now, because why do we only have 40 downloads on the last show?
I know, right?
You know what we said. If we don't have at least 60, we're going to start talking about necrophilia. And we can get James on here, and he can start talking about some really gross shit.
Oh, yeah, I can.
stuff that'll make you gag. So I want to remind everyone.
Bitches better get going.
Oh my gosh, we keep all talking at the same time.
Ah!
Hello. Also want to remind that you can also dial 206-984-FOWL if you want to leave a message. Oh, and go to iTunes and subscribe to us and leave positive feedback. That'd be great, too.
Speaking of feedback, I want a bitch, too.
Okay.
To whoever invented Skype, fuck you.
You know what? We could use iChat if it didn't lock up GarageBand all the time.
You know what?
You see, it's funny because I'm trying to have a conversation, and I sound like shit. I sound like a robot. I'm slurring things like crazy, and it's the partly the liquor, but the other half is I can't hear shit. So, of course, it's coming out all crappy. So, to the person who invented Skype, bite my balls.
Yay.
It doesn't sound so bad, actually.
Oh, on your end.
From your end.
Yeah, but when I go back on the recording, it's not going to sound bad.
Right, yeah.
So, I guess we'll go ahead and end the show. I don't really I'll give a shout out to all the listeners too. And you need to start getting your friends to download because it's kind of depressing when we only see 40 downloads.
I know.
That's real depressing.
We're about ready to split our wrists.
But oh, James will totally do a movie on that, I'm sure.
Oh, hell yeah.
Slitting our wrists.
Yeah, and
I got to a point where I'll do a movie of just about fucking anything.
Sweet. Slitting our wrists and then have someone fucking our wrist while it's all open.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's someone into that. Oh, that's hot.
Making my dick hard. Ooh. Or excuse me, my clit.
Have them stick their dick in your slit wrist.
Yeah.
Shoot alone in your veins.
Ew.
Yeah.
Death by injection.
That's right.
And remember when all the blood is coming out of your body and you're getting all cold, then everyone will just piss on you.
Yeah. Or what about if that's getting ready to happen? He's getting ready to. And she's getting ready to bust a nut. I wonder what that feels
bust
like.
Bust a nut. Your southern side just came out.
Huh?
Your southern side just came out.
Southern
bust
side.
A nut.
I said bust a nut.
Ooh, yeah, he's hot. I bet his ass tastes better than possum pussy pie.
Okay, so, no, we really have to go now. So, I want to thank everyone for listening. I want to thank James for being on the show tonight.
Yes, thank you, James.
We always love you.
Thank you.
And if you want to hear more of James, make sure that you contact us at our email address or on the website, because believe me, he can get a whole lot worse than what he was tonight.
Yeah, like the motherfucker's gonna do that.
I reply when I'm sober. Like,
begging them to send us emails so we'll have other people, and they fucking never do.
Goddamn,
motherfuckers.
Goddamn, we can't even get them to send us vomit in a bag.
I mean, what the fuck? Come on, bitch.
Sir, that's very disappointing.
Vomit is free, okay? Vomit is free.
I mean, we thank you for the ones who have called in to our hotline and left their message. We love them, and you will be played. But you motherfuckers out there, come on, send something.
Yeah,
fucking email.
You'll be played, all right.
We hate you. You know, we don't care. Color.
We want to bathe in your menstrual blood.
Oh.
God damn it. Send us some fucking email. Love ya.
We're not like desperate. Just fucking do it.
I know. Love you. Mean it.
Fuck you, bitches.
Okay. Good night, everyone.
Yes.
Have a great
night. Fuck off.
And peace out.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Hey, Regina. Hey, Ricky. This is Gay's OK. Just heard your segment on your new podcast. I paused it on my iPod, and I thought I'd give a fuck you. Yesterday, to the bitch behind me, I was trying to yield, and I don't know about Florida, but in Virginia, Virginians don't know how to yield. So when you come to a yield and there's a lot of traffic and you know you can't merge, you stop. Well, the bitch behind me blows her fucking horn. I look in my rearview mirror, and she's throwing her arms up, and I can see that she's yelling to go. So I turned around, I pointed at the yield sign, and then I flipped her off, and I said, no! So anyways, bitch, fuck you! All right, I feel better. Thanks for letting me shout out. Bye.